Good morning and welcome to Community Spotlight today. And the following program is recorded. We are not accepting any phone calls. Our guest this morning, Mary Jude Troop. You are with the Splash organization in Punxsutawney.
Yes, I am. I've been with Splash for over 20 years.
Well, that's a great thing right there in and of itself. But you have something else going on right now, and it's called the Essential Heroes Thank You Ride.
That's right. It's something that Splash is going to sponsor, a community event for the town to celebrate and thank all the essential workers.
So that's the first responders, people in the hospital, everybody that are in the front lines of the COVID-19 pandemic.
As well as businesses that stayed open and any employees that have been working through the COVID-19 pandemic, we really want to show all of them our respect and gratitude.
Well, see, now that's a great inclusive plan right there, because you think about all the people who are working, you know, the counters and stocking the shelves and, you know, people delivering the goods and people that are making sure that we have the supplies for that. So this is very inclusive. Great idea, Mary Jude. I really like that. When does this Essentials Hero Thank You Ride take place?
It's going to be on Friday, May 8th at 2 p.m. And we're asking everyone to meet us at the PAHS high school parking lot.
Ah, okay. So this is a way that you can gather in a crowd without being, you know, together in a crowd. You're very much so observing the social distance with being in a car.
Yes, most definitely. We want to follow Governor Wolf's ban as far as congregating. So we are asking everybody to meet at the high school parking lot, but most importantly, that they stay in their vehicles. And they will be lining up into parking spaces to start the ride and follow through with the lead person of the ride. And no one should have any face-to-face contact.
All right. So load up a car, a truck, whatever you got, and be a part of this. Do they have to contact you if they're going to partake in the parade?
No. What we are asking is that we will be having several public announcements through the radio station and the local newspaper. And what we are asking is if you are interested, and we do really think it's a great idea for families, have your children decorate signs, put them all over your vehicle, meet us up at the parking lot on Friday, May 8th at 2 o'clock, and just join in our celebration for the Essential Heroes.
Well, what's your course, your cruise route?
Well, we're going to start at the high school, and the route, it will probably take at the most an hour, but we plan on going by most of the essential businesses and organizations, such as the police department, the borough office, the different businesses that are open, everything that we could find and think that was open during this time, we are going to try to drive by, beep our horns, yell out our windows, you know, thank you.
That's great. I like that. Are you going to, like, any residential areas of essential workers that you know of?
I don't think we're going to go to people's personal home. That will not be included in the route, because we will have fire trucks and police cars. We're trying to keep it as simple and without causing a lot of traffic issues. So it is a direct route basically throughout from the town, from the high school to the hospital.
Okay. So you're taking a cruise basically downtown, Punxsutawney and to the hospital that way then, right?
Most definitely, yes. As I said, the directions and the map will be listed, I believe, on your Facebook and on different your website, but also will be listed in the newspaper. We do ask that everyone reads the directions and grabs the map, because that will be our only direction when we get up to the high school. Again, we won't have anyone basically directing the traffic. We just ask you to please follow the map.
You just follow the car in front of you. That's what I would do.
That's exactly.
if you make a wrong turn. I think I said it wrong earlier. Your path is downtown Punxsutawney to the hospital. Is that right?
Yes, it's definitely, it's a little bit of, around to by the post office and different businesses on either end of the town, on all ends of the town. It will be ending up at the Walmart parking lot, where all the cars will just disperse and go home after we go through the Walmart parking lot. So again, very simple, follow the car in front of you, as you said, and then at the end, everybody just goes home.
That sounds like it would be a lot of fun. Now, you're not really encouraging crowds of people to, like, stand along the sidewalk cheering you on or anything like that. You're doing this for the businesses, for the essential workers who are in the businesses, to show them appreciation. That's why it sounds like it would be a great time on a Friday afternoon.
Definitely. We definitely are not looking for a people parade, other than it'd be great if the essential workers could come to their windows of their businesses, or maybe they could stand outside, with, of course, following the 6 feet separation of people. But the basic idea is it's all for the employees and the workers. So hopefully they'll be able to take a 5-minute break and look out their window and hear our horns.
Well, that's going to be a great time. And this is Friday, May 8th. Okay, so that's the day when we're supposed to go to the traffic light, yellow light sign. We're going to, reintegration of society in our commonwealth is like a traffic light. We should be in the yellow light stage on May 8th. That's another thing. So that'll be great.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they announced that, it's going to be a gradual process, and we are in the zone where May 8th, it should be the yellow light stage. Right now, everybody's at the red light. We're all waiting, and then there's the restrictions with that. And then you make it, to the yellow light, and then there's restrictions, but it's not as restricted. And eventually, our goal, of course, Mary Jude, sitting at a traffic light, you want the green light to go, and that's what ultimately we're going to get to. So eventually, we're going to be at the green light. Were you ever behind somebody at a traffic light, you notice that, the light is green and the car or vehicle in front of you does not realize what they have to do when the light is green. Have you ever been in a situation like that?
I think I've been in that situation before.
All right. So this parade, it's all going to be a green light. There's no stops or anything like that. It's just it's a straight shot to the, through the town and the hospital. And then you said Walmart then, right?
Yes. And we will, be led by the local police. They will have several cruisers in the ride, as well as we're hoping to have a fire truck from each of the departments. We have had great cooperation with Paul Hens, who's going to help us with the fire trucks, the chief of police, and Toby Santic helping us with the borough arrangements, and then as well as Jeff Long and Dr. Thomas Leslinski, the superintendent and principal of the school, helping us with the parking lot. So we've had a lot of support, to make this happen.
This is great for the community, Mary Jude. Absolutely fantastic.
We're excited about it.
Yeah, because
we are hoping that Splash, our idea is that this time of the year, we're usually going around asking for donations to get the pool open, with the uncertainty of what's going to happen with the pool this year, if we'll be able to open or if we won't be able to. We decided that let's do something positive and move forward. So that was the whole idea of Splash being involved in this.
This is a spirits lifter right here for sure. Friday, May 8th at 2 p.m., everybody lines up at the high school parking lot. You stay in your vehicle, make sure you decorate your car, and wow, what a great idea. Can you think of suggestions as far as how to decorate your vehicle?
Well, I know for the local sporting events, a lot of people have window, it's like window chalk or window paint, and you can paint your vehicle that way. I know a lot of people will just be doing signs that they hold in their hand, and when they put the window down, they can show their sign and support that way. But, hopefully everybody will be very creative, and if you don't have the signs and can't do that, just beeping your horn and participating. I think the more the merrier, and we need to show these people our support and our gratitude.
You truly picked a fantastic date for that, as we phase into the yellow light of the traffic light code that we're going through right now. That is a fantastic date, and it's a great mood lifter, and a lot of people have cabin fever, I'm sure right now.
That's right. That's what we were thinking. A lot of families don't have a lot to do right now. They may feel trapped in their homes, not much to entertain them. Now they can start decorating their cars and thinking of ideas of how they can show their support in the ride.
And the people who are working from home using technology, this has got to be a great way to get away from the screen for a little while, too.
That's right. Be creative. Come join us. If anybody has any questions, they can feel free to give me a call. My number is 814-952-0807. I'll be happy to answer any questions, as well as the radio station and the local paper will be keeping us all updated.
Okay, so all of this information is on our website. It's on our Facebook page. Look for the Punxsutawney Spirit. I'm sure Larry is going to definitely take pictures, and he's going to want to interview you, so you're going to be in the Punxsutawney Spirit. You're on our Facebook page and website, and this is just going to be fantastic. Mary Jude Troop of Splash organizing the Essential Heroes Thank You Ride, and if you want to contact Mary Jude, 814-952-0807. And you don't have to register to be a part of this ride. You just show up at the high school parking lot at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday, May 8th. Is that right?
That's exactly right. And I'd like to thank the radio station for being so supportive and helping us get the word out. We can't do this unless everybody knows about it, and we really appreciate your support.
Oh, well, thank you. Okay, Mary Jude. I got to ask you, Mary Jude, you have a great name. I like that. Mary Jude. I've never met a Mary Jude before. Your parents like the Beatles? Is that how you get it?
I would like to think it was that cool, but no, it's just a different idea, but thank you. That would be a cool idea.
it's a great name. So Mary Jude, thank you. We really appreciate what you're doing. Again, Friday, May 8th, 2 p.m., you want to go to the high school parking lot. You can line up there, and it's the Essential Heroes Thank You Ride for all of the essential workers who are doing everything during the COVID-19 while everybody else is kind of like stuck in their homes and stuff like that. And this is the day of what should be the yellow light for our part of Pennsylvania. Mary Jude, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, and I hope everyone will join us.